Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. It's the only show that's part of this complete breakfast. I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope.
So here we are, Scope Summer Film Slam in full progress. We just got out of a screening of The Bling Ring, and with me is guest host Carrie. Say hello, Carrie.
Hello.
Carrie has been on the show in a while. I think the last one we saw was Warm Bodies, but Shane could not be here, so Carrie is filling in. And so let's talk about this film. So The Bling Ring, it opens nationwide. Well, I don't think it opens nationwide, but it opens in our market, the Twin Cities market, Friday the 21st. It's written and directed by Sofia Coppola, so there's a pedigree there. She's done other things like, did she do Lost in Translation? I think so.
Yeah.
Some other stuff. Look it up on IMDb if you're not sure. Stars a bunch of people I don't necessarily recognize, but notable names you may know are Emma Watson. You have Thaisa Farmiga from the first season of American Horror Story. I believe she's coming back in the third season. You have Leslie Mann. That's the right man.
Yes.
Who plays the mother of a couple of the girls. And some other people. I don't recognize them, so
newcomers,
I can't really comment. So the basic story is it's based on real-life events. Apparently there were some high-profile break-ins in famous people's houses out in California. And this is the story of the teenage group who are later known as the Bling Ring to the media, who decide to just kind of check out when celebrities are out of town and just go into their houses and take their stuff. And it's all kind of... Seems like there's a character named Rebecca who's the kind of the ringleader, and she's sort of driven by certain people's whose style she likes, and she wants to go in and check out their stuff. Does that sound about right?
Yep.
Okay. So basically the story starts out with you got Mark, who for some reason is at this new high school. He's the new kid, and he immediately sort of latches on to or is latched onto by Rebecca. It doesn't seem like it's like a relationship other than friendship. I'm not sure. He's sort of, his sexuality is a bit ambiguous.
He did say a man was hot.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And he enjoyed wearing some pink pumps. So, and he's very, very good at styling the other girls. But, you know, it's not, the movie isn't about, you know, who's hooking up with who. It's about one day Rebecca takes him along to, was it, which house did they go to first? Do you remember?
The famous person's house?
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Well, I think it was, wasn't it Paris's house?
Was Paris the first one?
I thought it was.
I don't know. Doesn't matter. She decides to go and just on a whim, go into someone's house, some famous person's house, and take a bunch of stuff. And it sort of progresses from there. And you know, the break-ins become more and more frequent. They go into Paris Hilton's house many, many times. Not really spoiling it, because this was a new story that I didn't really follow, but yeah. I'm sure other people were familiar with, so... and of course they get caught, which is, you find out right away, it's based on real events. They get caught. Yeah. So eventually they're going to get caught.
And everyone famous leaves their doors open.
Yeah,
apparently.
That's the thing. So basically that's the story is, you know, they sort of decide to break into people's houses and eventually get caught. And, there isn't a lot more to it than that. I mean, I guess you could kind of look into motivations and why they were doing stuff. It sort of deals a little bit with, you know, celebrity culture and how we're sort of fame driven and wanting to emulate stars. And I guess maybe it drove them to the point where they wanted to emulate them so badly that they just decided to just take their stuff and literally be these people.
Live their lifestyle.
But, yeah, I mean, it's a taut 93 minutes. There's not a lot of, fluff to the movie. No. I think it's well done, but
they go through the events basically. That's, They do, but it is sort of repetitive, like the breaking in. It's like, okay, here we are at another person's house, here's some more clothes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's over and over again with that. But.
If anything, this film feels a little lightweight.
Yeah.
Like, there was a lot of buzz going into this. I really felt like this was going to have a little bit more, I don't know, a little more thematic content, maybe a little more symbolism, have a little bit more depth to it.
No,
but
there's
really,
not a lot of depth.
And maybe that's the point. I don't know. Maybe I got to think about it some more. Maybe the point is it's all about superficiality, and so the film is sort of that way on purpose, but I don't know. For whatever reason, it didn't work for me. My biggest problem with this movie, and it's not a terrible film, but it's not a great film either, I don't think. My biggest problem, and this is probably because I'm an old fart, I hated all these people. I hated all the characters.
Well, there's nobody you give a rat's ass.
They're all superficial, kind of, not really, I don't know, I want to say they're privileged, but they're really spoiled, sort of, naive, not a lot of structure in their lives.
Like parents that 20, don't pay any attention.
Yeah, they're 20-somethings playing teen-somethings, and I just didn't like any of them. All they do is talk about, you know, these expensive things that they want. All they do is party and play a lot of Kanye West music. There was nothing for me to latch onto. So I was just sort of, I was waiting for them to fall hard, and it didn't seem like all of them fell that hard.
No.
Some of them seemed like they got real easy, off real easy.
One
you know?
Didn't get anything.
Yeah.
Cause she wasn't on
she
the
wasn't
video.
She wasn't somehow lucked out, and there doesn't seem to be any significant consequences other than some of them spent, I mean, Emma Watson's character got sentenced to a year and did 30 days.
Yeah.
Which... I guess it's pretty common in LA County because they're so overcrowded. So, Mark, he gets 4 years for multiple break-ins.
And the main girl,
he's sent off to prison, but we don't see any repercussions of that. Rebecca, the other person who gets 4 years, gets sent off to prison, but we don't even see her go. I'm sort of just struggling with who the focus is on the film, what we're supposed to get out of it. I don't know.
Well, they seem to focus more on him, but you don't really know exactly why.
What's his journey, though? I mean,
yeah.
Other than he seems like he fell in with a crowd that made him happy, he had a good time for a while, and it turned out that the girl he thought he liked sort of set him up and was fully willing to run away to Nevada and not get caught at all until she was stupid.
And leave a lot of her stuff with him.
Yeah, they're just really dumb. It's like
they're all dumb.
Really, really struggling with, I don't know.
They could have done a lot more with this.
I mean, I realize it's based on real events, and there's only so much you can do with it, but maybe this isn't that compelling of a story to tell. No. So, I don't know. It's like I said, it's 93 minutes. It's not a terrible waste of time. I think there's some interesting filmmaking moments.
Yeah, I like how she films some scenes.
Yeah, there's some stuff that is single takes, like there's a break-in that's shot with a long zoom into the house. There's some stuff that looks like it's probably, you know, it's meant to be captured from like a webcam angle. And it's a lot of sort of, I don't know, one shot sort of private moment type stuff, which is kind of interesting, but it doesn't make for a great film in my opinion. So
I agree.
Anything else you want to add?
No, I feel about the same way as you.
Okay. Well, we should probably give it a score.
The Scope score is... 2 stars.
Well, that was easy. We got 2 stars on this one. Thanks, Tony, for announcing that. So, The Bling Ring, written and directed by Sofia Coppola. It's sort of like if you're into a film like this, maybe go see it. If not, I think it's a letdown as far as for a film that's been buzzed so highly. So, that is it. The film, The Scope's summer film slam, I can never get that name right, we'll continue later on this week with another review, but until then, take care, people. I could sign off with the Rivaderci, but I'm not Shane, so I'm not going to do that. I'll just say ciao.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying arrivederci. Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.